Disgraced ex-representative Katie Hill getting the Hollywood treatment in Blumhouse produced biopic. By David Ng on October 7, 2020. Former Representative Katie Hill, DCA, who resigned from Congress last year following her throuple sex scandal, will undergo Hollywood career rehabilitation courtesy of horror studio Blumhouse Pictures, which will turn her life into a streaming movie that is expected to spotlight, among other things, her message of empowering women. The Handmaid's Tale's Elizabeth Moss will play the disgraced former congresswoman. Jason Blum confirmed the project late Tuesday, saying on Twitter that his team was so inspired by Hill's story. Blumhouse has optioned the rights to Hill's memoir She Will Rise, Becoming a Warrior in the Battle for True Equality, which recounts her rise to Congress and her fall from grace, after it was revealed that she had engaged in a three-way affair involving her then-husband and a female campaign staffer. In a statement to Deadline, Jason Blum said he took on the project because we believe in Katie and her message of empowering women and breaking the system. Code Black creator Michael Seitzman is set to write the screenplay. No streamer or release date have been announced. Hill said in a statement sent to Deadline, working with a talented team at Blumhouse and Michael Seitzman, and the incredible Elizabeth Moss as the lead, is more than I ever could have imagined. I am so grateful for the opportunity and look forward to collaborating on this project. Moss said, I am so honored to have the opportunity to portray Katie and to help tell her story. Her strength and work to amplify women's voices is incredibly inspiring to me, and her experiences could not be more important for us to magnify right now. Elizabeth Moss previously teamed up with Blumhouse on the movie The Invisible Man. The studio is behind the hit horror movie franchises Insidious and Paranormal Activity and the Oscar-winning Get Out. Some former members of Hill's congressional staff expressed their displeasure about the project by taking over Hill's former Twitter account to air their complaints. Disappointed in so many folks, including Elizabeth Moss, at Blumhouse, and at Michael Seitzman, regarding today's announcement, they tweeted. What happened to Katie Hill shouldn't happen to anyone. But, this moment requires more nuance, as Katie Hill's story, our story, is also one of workplace abuse and harassment. They added, Katie Hill is not a hero for women. We deserve heroes who embody our values even in the most difficult moments. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.